Sam Cedar is not here today. So here's a different guy, Mark Maron.
All right, 34 past the hour. It is Mark Maron in for Sam Cedar all week, my friends. 866-303-2270. Going to get to some real news here in just a second. There's a lot of news out there. Not a lot, but the Pentagon said that from mid-August to mid-November, the weekly average number of attacks in Iraq against American soldiers increased 22% from the previous 3 months. 22%. It is a turkey shoot there. The Americans are caught in the middle of something that is endless and increasingly more dangerous. And there are proposals on the table to increase the number of troops by 20,000 to 50,000. Is Sam on the phone? I just started the... All right. Hello, Sam?
Oh, hey, Mark.
Hey, buddy. I was just... What's going on, man? I got a minute here. What's up?
Well, Mark, I understand...
Oh, it sounds like you're busy. Do you have time?
No, I have a little time. I got a call from someone down at the, I'm on vacation.
Is someone taking care of that kid though?
I just let her run around. She's in my workshop right now, playing with nails and stuff like that.
The workshop.
She's 16 months old, so she can do that.
The Sam Cedar workshop. That's hilarious. What are you building out there? Stridency?
Emails about that you're upsetting our audience.
Really?
Yeah.
You're checking your emails up there at 9:30 in the morning on vacation?
No, I'm getting them actually delivered by FedEx.
You get your emails delivered by FedEx?
Yes, I have someone on the Sam Cedar staff print out my emails.
What are you getting? Is it?
You being, you know.
Funny?
No, not so much funny.
What?
Just antagonistic.
Really?
Yeah. I'm hearing a lot of that.
I'm antagonizing the wrong people?
Well, I mean, apparently you're antagonizing everybody, but maybe that's a good thing.
I thought that was what radio was about.
Oh, no, I don't do that.
I thought you do antagonize. Maybe, you know what? That's the difference between me. I antagonize. You're doing some...
I'm trying to build bridges.
That's right. Building bridges between the communities, between the right and the left, and teaching people the things they need to know.
That's right. Well, yeah. I'm basically, you know, I'm up there. I'm trying to get conservatives help.
Uh-huh.
In fact, you know, in the month of October alone.
Wow, is this going to be a long story? Because
no, it was really quick. We placed a half a dozen conservatives in halfway house.
Halfway houses to on their way to being liberals?
Well, just on the way to be able to be functioning citizens in our country.
Oh, that's terrific.
They don't
that's
necessarily true. Have to be liberals. They just, you know, just to be functioning, they need to do that. But listen, Mark, I don't want to talk about that. What I called for, you know that I am not as... My child is giving me her Hanukkah book.
That's great. There's a similar... I think that there's a... I hear a similarity in tone between you and your radio style and that child. I think, I don't know if that's genetic or what, but...
That's right, it's inbred. Listen, but Mark...
I'm sorry, buddy.
I'm calling. You know I don't like to talk about myself very much on air, certainly not as much as you.
Right.
But tonight, my wife, Nikki, is... her film is premiering on many PBS stations across the country.
What's the film about?
It is... and you can go to independentlens.com to get more information. It is called Revolution. It is about... it follows five photographers from Cuba who track, essentially, the revolution through their photography.
Which revolution?
The Cuban Revolution.
All right. Yep. That sounds great, man. How long did it take her to do that?
Gosh. I mean, we went to Cuba in 2002, and she had been working on it, obviously, sometime before that. So, you know, and she finished it probably 3 or 4 months ago, and she had a baby in the meantime.
That's amazing.
She got married to me, which was also a huge pain in the butt, apparently.
But did she cut that stuff into the documentary? Because that'd be really interesting. Out of nowhere, she's having a baby.
I have met people who transcribed some of the who speak Spanish and transcribed some of what was going on, and they approached me. Actually, she's a comedian, Katie Halper. Do you know her?
I do know Katie Halper.
She transcribed just coincidentally, and I met her at Yearly Co's, and she said, "Oh, I saw footage of you and your wife fighting.
Oh, really?
Yeah. That's got a little rocky in Cuba.
That's did you have listen to me, I'm going to be like the standard douchey kind of guy. Do you smoke any of those cigars when you're down there, the Cuban cigars? You have any of those?
No.
You know,
I'm not a big cigar smoker. I mean, you know,
you're dropping names, Daily Kos, Katie Halper. I don't smoke cigars.
We brought some cigars back, and legally, I want to add, for our conservatives friends, through a license through OFAC.
So now I'm a conservative guy because I enjoy a Cuban cigar. I'm a bad guy.
No. I'm just saying, if I said that we brought back cigars and we gave them as gifts, I don't want the U.S. government to track me down.
Yeah, you're already on a list, though.
I know.
So look, Sam.
But they're just waiting for the cigar thing to come up so they can.
Now we got them.
Hey, did you see that story? Well, I don't want to get into that, but you saw that story, right?
Oh, God. I don't know.
About that 29-year-old...
Sure. I did.
The contractor who was...
Which one?
The guy who was basically kept in Iraq.
Yeah, the Young Turks apparently talked about it for the entire show, so I'm choosing to talk about my nose cancer.
Oh. Yeah. Oh, congratulations.
Sure, man.
Well, I want to encourage people to check it out tonight. See, you can go to independentlens.com. to see if it's playing in your area. In New York, it's actually going to be playing sometime in January or February, and I'll, of course, talk about it then.
Yeah, maybe.
Maybe. But yeah. I think it's a film I think you'd enjoy, Mark.
No, I will definitely see it. And, Sam, I want to thank you for having me guest host your show. It's been a great time
I've
so far.
I've heard good things, but it sounds like you might be running out of gas.
No, I'm not running out of gas. It's just that I was in the middle of something, and it kind of lagged because I can hear in your voice that you kind of miss doing it. And you don't know really how to get off the phone, and I'm on your show, and I'm not in a position where I can just say, all right, thank you very much, Sam Cedar, because I'm kind of doing you a favor, and now it's awkward because your radio instincts and your needs have thrown this segment in the toilet, and I'm not mad at you. Are you there?
I'm so offended. I can't speak. All right, Mark, I'll say goodbye then.
Are you really? No, you're not offended. I love you. My love to your wife, who I met once, and to the baby I've never seen.
Right. We've been keeping her away from you.
Did you get the gift that I sent?
No, actually, I didn't. Mark, thanks, incidentally, for filling in, and try not to ruin anything.
I already broke the thing, and I'll tell you later. All right, all right, Sam, take it easy. Sam Cedar, ladies and gentlemen. I wanted to announce, we have some people on the phone. Let me say hi to Blake real quick in Austin, Texas. Blake, how are you, buddy?
Good. How are you?
I'm good, man. Thanks for all the emails. Everything all right down there?
Everything's good. Hey, I just figured something out.
What?
I'm driving to work right now.
Yeah.
And if you drive standard and you're talking on a cell phone.
Yeah.
You can't have the Diet Coke. It doesn't work. It's just sitting there not being drank.
Unless you do it, you got to drive with your knees, man.
I know. Well, you know that joke, what's the last thing a Texan says before he dies?
What?
Hold my beer. Watch this.
All right, man. Hey, are you in contact? Do you know Alejandro Escovedo? Do you know him personally?
Yeah, but, he and I aren't speaking right now.
Okay. Because
I
want to write a movie based on one of his songs. Well, email me the story. I'm glad you're well. Thanks for saying hi, man.
Okay.
Take it easy.
All right, bye.
Bye. All right, so let's, do we have, Glenn in Manhattan. Glenn, how are you?
Hey, Mr. Marin.
Yes, sir.
Hey, thank you for finally taking my call. I've called you, the Sam Cedar Show. I've called Mr. Elberg at Air America numerous times regarding your use of the word fag and faggot. Now, you didn't use it just in a topic. You used it as a joke, as a punchline. And the last time that I listened to you on your show was when you used it in front of a bunch of high school kids who were in your studio. And, if Air America would have let the whole macaca thing go and let the whole Michael Richards thing go and let the whole Mel Gibson thing go, I would have let it go, but I'm tired of letting people push the homosexual community around. Let's just put it this way: I'm a little worked up about this because the Sam Cedar screeners wouldn't let me through a couple times, and it bothered me. But anyway, your use of that word was probably the last word that Matthew Shepard heard before he died.
Mm-hmm.
And for you to think, "Oh, it's a joke. Get over it." It's no big deal. There are people who have died, and that's the last word they've heard.
Mm-hmm.
and it's a derogatory word.
Mm-hmm.
Now, for you to think that it's okay to use it as a joke, as a punchline, and in front of kids, encouraging them to use that word is wrong.
Well, okay, Glenn. I remember that. I vaguely remember the joke. It was I think over a year ago, and I think we had prolonged discussions about the use of that word. And I don't remember what kids you're talking about, but I do agree with you with what you were saying. And I will do this right now. In all honesty, I do apologize if I've offended you, but this is going back a while, and it is not a regular word in my vocabulary.
Right. It's going back a while, but I have addressed this issue since you've used that word in front of those kids.
I don't know the kids.
There were kids in your studio with you and Mr. Riley, and they were on some kind of a field trip regarding they wanted to be news broadcasters or radio broadcasters, whatever it was.
Uh-huh.
And they were in your studio, and you're going, hey, oh please, he's a faggot, and you were saying that.
I don't think that I would ever say that in that term.
No, I don't think so.
I don't think so.
And that's why I called, and that's why.
I think Glenn, I have not
let this go.
Clearly.
Yes, because it's wrong.
Well, I'll tell you one thing, Glenn, that I don't use that word in that way. And I remember that we wrote it into a joke specifically to provoke some conversation about it. And I don't remember high school kids being in the studio. And given that this was over a year ago and you were inflating this somehow, it's become mythic in your mind. I will apologize to you for offending you. And I will also say that I do not use that word in my vocabulary. And we covered this stuff, but I'd like it if you would, you know, try to let it go and get on with your life around this thing. Thank you very much for calling, though. I don't know where he built that up, but I mean, he's right. It's not a word that people can use. It is a word that causes people tremendous pain.
Yeah, but when can you not use a word in discussion, though? That seems to be the question.
But his memory of this is somehow grown disproportionate to what happened, because I remember the discussion. I remember using the word. I remember having a conversation about the word and talking about how people I know who are not homophobic or racist in any way use that word as a description. And then there's also the discussion about when a particular group or community can use a word that refers to them in a slang way to disarm that word among their own community. But when someone else uses it in the same tone, not in a hateful tone, but in an endearing, disempowering tone, that it does not get the same respect. You cannot do that if you are not a member of the community, because somehow or another, that means it will always be hateful. This is obviously a much bigger discussion than what we're going to have right now. But oddly, the next bit we're going to do does reflect on this a little bit. I cannot wait for this. My friend Bruce Cherry's coming in. I swear to God, folks, we will get to news eventually. We've got John Nichols in the next hour. We got Jerry Stahl in the next hour. And I hope that Glenn can put that to rest. I do apologize for... I do apologize. And now I want to be contrite here, because I'm serious. It's not a word that I use, but I don't want that guy to hold on to this for so long, because the event in his head is different than what really happened. And he's been obviously very upset for a long time. And I am sorry I aggravated that man to that point. Coming up in a second, we got Bruce Cherry, so stay with us. It's Sam Cedar's show, and I am Mark Maron.
Killing time before the rapture.
The end is near! We are all gonna die!
Call Sam Cedar at 866-303-2270. Sam Cedar.
You make the Lord very nervous.
On Air America Radio.